The annual state report on lobbying is out, and it finds that $226 million was spent on influencing government leaders, with the largest amount from education groups. More from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
It's not a surprise that education entities spent the most money on lobbying than any other group in 2014, just as controversy over the new Common Core standards and the related standardized tests reached a peak. What is new is that the number one biggest spender is a pro-charter school organization, Families for Excellent Schools. They spent over $9.5 million. The group recently organized a rally at the Capitol of thousands of charter school students. All were provided matching outfits for the event, as well as lunches. Celebrity musicians also spoke to the group, but would not say whether they were paid for the appearance. The second largest lobbying spender was the teachers' union, which reports spending far less than the charter school groups. Teachers have also held more low-tech rallies, with instructors coming after the school day was done to protest at the Capitol. Blair Horner with the watchdog group New York Public Interest Research Group says the disparity in spending between the two groups is striking.
It is quite clear that an infusion of cash that really is unusual and rare in Albany is driving the opponents of the teachers union. And how that ultimately plays out, whether or not it's for the betterment of New York school children, I mean, who knows? But it really has become a battle of two very powerful groups. And the outcome, I think, is still uncertain.
So far, the groups have achieved only partial victories in the legislature for their investment. The teachers' union opposed new performance reviews that would be linked more closely to standardized test results, but the new teacher evaluations were approved in the state budget. The State Board of Regents, though, has found a way to delay their impact at many schools for at least another year, if schools can demonstrate that it would be a hardship for them to meet this year's November deadline. Governor Cuomo is seeking an expansion of 100 more charter schools, but that plan did not make it into the recently enacted budget. But charter schools will be getting an additional $25 million from an allocation controlled by Republicans in the state Senate. A group advocating for an education tax credit that would benefit private schools and provide funding for public schools to pay for additional programs is also among the top 10 lobbyists. They spend over $1.2 million. The education tax credit, which would also provide a tax break for large donors, has also not yet been approved. Other top lobbying spenders have consistently been on the list in recent years, including health care interests, the trial lawyers, and public worker unions. Horner with NYPERG says the list serves as a guide to those who have the most influence at the Capitol.
But it is increasingly a political elite that dominates Albany, and this report doesn't show any dramatic changes in terms of who's among that elite.
Among the single groups that spent the most money on lobbying is Glenwood Management, a real estate firm that is named in the corruption charges against former Speaker Sheldon Silver and is part of a probe of the earnings of Senate leader Dean Skelos. Glenwood, which is not accused of any crime, paid nearly $1 million to lobbying firms. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.